This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, not to appear before Congress for questioning about interactions between Trump and Ukrainian officials that triggered an impeachment inquiry. Three U.S. House of Representatives committees were all set to question Sondland this morning behind closed doors, but Sondland's attorney said the order from the State Department forced his client to comply with the administration's command. The scheduled deposition is part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House, which President Trump on Monday again rejected.
It's just a scam. This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
The administration did not immediately comment on the order, which may fuel calls from Democrats to also pursue impeachment on obstruction charges. Sondland has become a prominent figure in the probe because of his efforts to get Ukraine to commit to investigate Trump's potential presidential rival, former Vice President Joe Biden and Biden's son, Hunter. Apparently, Democratic and Republican members of Congress are not the only ones protesting President Trump's pullout of troops from Syria. Protesters, most of whom were Kurds, from the village of Ras El Ain demonstrated on Tuesday against U.S. troops pulling out from positions along the border with Turkey. Protesters expressed concern the U.S. was essentially abandoning Kurdish fighters who fought alongside American forces in the years-long battle to defeat Islamic State group. Although his congressional critics disagree, President Trump says Turkey has that ISIS has been defeated.
We defeated this group, largely defeated ISIS, 100% of the caliphate, 100%.
The Kurdish-led fighters have been the main U.S.-backed force in Syria in the fight against ISIS. This is VOA News. Iraqi President Bahram Saleh is condemning attacks on anti-government protesters and media after a week of demonstrations and related clashes left more than 100 people dead and 6,000 wounded. He called those committing the violence criminals and enemies and used a televised address Monday to call for a halt to the escalation. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Tuesday she would not rule out getting help from mainland China to deal with pro-democracy protests, but that she feels strongly Hong Kong should find its own solution.
That if we are so proud of Hong Kong being a city that upholds and safeguards the rule of law, one important component of the rule of law is a law-abiding population.
Lam said she would carefully assess whether to institute more measures under a colonial-era emergency law she invoked last week to criminalize wearing face masks in Hong Kong.
It is too early to say that the anti-mask law is not effective. I'm sure you will agree that for any new policy or new legislation, it will take time for it to be effectively implemented.
A police spokesman said today that officers had arrested a total of 77 people for violating the mask ban. The decision served to fuel more anger among protesters, with tens of thousands of people turning out for fresh demonstrations in defiance of the face mask ban. A confessed serial killer jailed in California is now being described as the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
79-year-old Samuel Little told investigators he's killed about 93 people, mostly women, all across the country between the years 1975 and 2005. And now the FBI says investigators believe all of his confessions are credible. They verified 50. The bureaus displayed sketches of dozens of victims, mostly black women, drawn by Little himself in prison. They also released interrogation videos, including one in which Little smiles as he describes a victim in New Orleans in 1982, calling her pretty, describing her skin color, and admiring her beautiful shape. Little serving multiple life sentences in California. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Just 2 days after taking a fall, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was back at work.
Well, I feel good. I broke my hip a few months ago, and I've been in rehab since then. And yesterday I fell down and hurt my forehead and got a black eye, but I'm doing well. I feel good enough to build houses.
Carter was working at a Habitat for Humanity event in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday when he spoke about the fall. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.